Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent, and I'm here at the Rensselaer County Jail where there's a rally going on in reference to Sanctuary City, talking about the conditions in the prison for immigrants that ICE has arrested. And I have as my guest one of the candidates that is running from county executive, Gwen Wright, who's joined us. And Gwen, you're off the campaign trail.
I am for a few minutes, but you know, this is really important. One of the things that I think we need to stop in this county, and under my leadership we certainly will, and that is the 287G program. Rensselaer County is the only county in the state that is acting on behalf of ICE to hold people, and that should not happen. We should be known for a lot of things, but this isn't one of them.
Right. And when, over, I think about 4 or 5 months ago, there was a big thing around Sanctuary City. And since then, it went kind of quiet, but now it seems to be picking back up. It's a good thing. So what is the conditions in the prison here?
Well, from our understanding, and it's why we're out here today, is aside from the ICE issues, are the conditions here in the jail. What we have learned is that the conditions are aberrant and should be looked at. We have in the state of New York the State Commission on Corrections. They have jail oversight. They should be here investigating the conditions in this jail to make sure that as we house people, we recognize that they are entitled to dignity no matter why they got here.
And I know you're running for county exec. So what could the county exec, or what impact did the county exec have on this issue?
Well, the county executive, for one thing, holds the purse strings for the entire county. Yes, that budget is enacted by the legislature, but the county exec proposes that budget and interacts with all the agency heads, including the sheriff, on what the needs of their particular programs are. And so I believe that the county exec has a loud voice to say what is tolerable in this county and what is not. And I don't think that he's done that.
All right, Gwen. Thank you for those comments. That's Gwen Wright, who's running for county exec in Rensselaer County.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So next we have Sophia from Catholic Charities that would like to speak.
Hi everyone, thank you for coming out today. My name is Sophia Genovese and I am the attorney for Ms. Q. I'm here for her and everyone else incarcerated in this jail. Ms. Q is a loving, caring, charismatic young woman. She has a huge family as a husband right here. She is a talented artist. She is a survivor of horrific violence. But I shouldn't have to justify her worth in order for her to be treated like a human. As you all know by now, Ms. Q was physically brutalized by ICE, leaving her unable to walk, and we're almost 2 months after that incident, and she still cannot walk. And now she's inside the Rensselaer County Jail. We are demanding the immediate release of Ms. Q and all other people in ICE custody at this facility.
We have a speaker from Troy for Black Lives here to give us some context on the area. Yeah, okay. Moose is going to be speaking for Troy for Black Lives.
Black Lives Matter, including immigrant lives, including those of us who are Black Latinos. And we want to free them, what? Free them all! all. Free them all. I love that the sister came up here with her family. Because this is about what?
Family.
That's what is at the core of the injustice that Rensselaer County. And this isn't just start today, but this has continued to happen. I was reminded as I was preparing with my comrades to speak to you today that 28 years ago in 1993, people being held behind those bars held a riot. They organized in prisons. You know how hard it is to do that? George Jackson taught us that. And that's where we get Black August. And we have that right here with prisoners behind those walls who took to a riot. Why? Because of poor health reasons. Because of poor food reasons. Because poor inhumane reasons. No human can come back from such abuse and ever join us in society without causing more harm. If we want the violence to end, we can't approach it with more violence. We have got to demand that the corrupt government in this city, the same one who covered the killing of Etchan Thevenin in 2016, the same one who is fighting Dominique McDonald, who was shot in 2017, and thank God he's alive to fight in the city court. This is a city who we just had to sue for voter suppression. Our allies and the League of Women Voters and the NAACP, because we're building with each other despite their racist and classist approaches. They're not going to end us seeing each other's humanity. Just this summer, 10 young people organized, calling themselves 518 Youth for Change, because they are sick and tired. They're sick and tired of being shut out, told what to do, and then blamed for the same violence in their communities. So if we want the violence in our communities to end, if we want the violence in the lives of immigrant people, if we want the violence against women to change, if we want the violence in the lives of LGBTQ people, if we want the violence to stop, this morning 4 people were shot, mostly homeless people at Barker Park, then we've got to demand that a corrupt government in this city get called out, pulled out, shed, and replaced. And just give them some us. And after the speak out, we're actually going to go to the side. And because I'm a black Puerto Rican, I got a djembe, I got cowbells, you're all welcome to them because we're going to make some noise. My people do bomba, and that's how we protest. We protest with music, with song, and with spirit. And so whether you're from the east, your people are from the south, your people are from the north or the west, we're in this together, and we're going to make noise.